Hello.
Oh, hi, Nathan. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I was following up with you. I'm actually in the cancellation department. I understand that you recently signed up with us and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel.
I'm really not having second thoughts. I made a big mistake and signed up with Angie and tried to check out with them because I've only been with them for a few days, and they're being real nasty and not letting me cancel the subscription. They kind of sweet talked me into, you know, they kind of bamboozled me a little bit, and I can't get out of it.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so I, you know, talking to Paul yesterday, he kind of gave me some suggestions that I would be able to check out of it, and that kind of helped persuade me to jump on board with you guys, and I really want to do business with you guys in the future, because I feel like that is a really good option for me to, you know, get my name out there and not. You guys are just monthly, you know, it makes a whole lot more sense. I just really don't have the funds to do both, you know.
I understand. Okay. So I want to give you some options because you're absolutely right about the fact that a program like this will blow the revenue out of the water from anything you can get off of Angie's. And that's just for looking at straight statistics and knowing that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%. If you take all of those other sources and kind of put them in one bucket and say, you know, let's look at Angie, Thumbtack, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Super Pages, you name it, combined, those other sources are only getting 13%. So understandably, a program like this will be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. So
yes.
I understand also what you're saying. You know, you just invested a lot of money with them, and it's hard to also invest in this because, you know, your marketing dollars can only stretch so far. So what I'm thinking is since in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, it does state that the $299 that you paid is a non-refundable amount, but also it states that first page placement takes about 45 to 60 days. Of course, you're going to see results quicker because the Facebook ads will launch within a couple of weeks. The website will be up in 1 to 3 days. So all of that is going to happen, you know, pretty much instantaneously. But it will be the second month that the program pops as far as your Google placement is concerned. So one thing I could do, if you're comfortable with this, Nathan, is I can push your billing on the back end out an extra 2 weeks for free. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get James and Sons plaster and drywall on the first page of Google. That way your phone starts ringing with new clients and you have the opportunity to recoup, you know, some of the money that you spent. And I'm so confident that by, let's see, with the 2 weeks, you're going to have all the way till December 24th. So I'm confident that come December 24th, you're going to see such a solid impact to your business. You're probably going to want to keep it, but keep in mind, you know, you're still on a monthly service. So if you wanted to cancel, you know, you could call us closer to that date. I always tell people this because we deal with a lot of the Angie's clients, and I've heard, you know, every kind of horror story imaginable when people, you know, kind of relate to me that service. And I always tell them, you know, we can't do anything about the money that you've spent with Angie's or the agreement that you have there, but we can get you on the first page of Google and help you earn your money back. You know, and that's why you signed up with this in the first place, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so if you wanted to do that, you know, just so you get some extra bang for your buck, I'd be happy to, you know, push that next billing out an extra 2 weeks for free to give you that opportunity to, you know, kind of track the results that you're getting and that ultimately base your decision on that, you know?
Yes, I got you. That's the best option I have. I was just really hoping to get the money back and come back to you and, you know, at the beginning of the year, really. I kind of jumped the gun with them. You know, I do have work coming and, you know, it's just a matter of, I was trying to make the leap from, you know, working for someone else and doing my business to going full time with my own business. And I think I'm jumping a little too hard. And, I was just hoping I could get that money back. I know I signed those agreements. I completely get that. I was just hoping you guys could find it in your heart to get that back to me and look forward to doing business with me again. I'm pretty much guaranteed to come back to you. I'm really excited about the opportunity and you guys telling me. It's just I'm obligated to pay out this money for a few months and I have to try to recoup this without paying out anymore.
Yes, I respect that. So here's one thing that I can do. I'd have to get an override to do it, but I'm pretty sure that they'll give it to me, is I could at least put you into friends and family pricing of $249 monthly. Once I get the override, that would allow me to refund you $50 of what you paid. And then I don't recommend this at all during the first 2 months because this is where you're going to get most of your results from initially. But $100 of that $249 goes towards the Facebook ads. So what I'm thinking is by December 24th or even maybe, you know, let it ride out one more month, you could always take off the Facebook ads down the road and that would then, you know, lower your subscription to $149 monthly. And again, I don't recommend that initially because that's where your bread and butter will come from, you know, now. But once you're ranking on Google, you won't really need the extra Facebook ads because, you know, most people hire from the first page of Google anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I know you got, you know, a business to run here and you're working, doing your job. I just really need to cut this where I'm at and just come back to it.
Right. So I think the problem is that in the terms and conditions and the voice verification recording, the reason that the $299 is a non-refundable amount is that as soon as we secure a position and block off a category, the technicians start the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So even though you haven't had your client interview yet, they've already programmed you into popular directories, started the purchase of the call tracking number and the domain for your website. So all of that has already started. And there's a hard cost for us in doing that. That's why we put it in the terms, you know, that the initial is non-refundable. But, you know, I could definitely help you out a little bit. I know $50 isn't a huge return, but at least, you know, in good faith, that would, you know, do something for you. And then moving forward, you would also be grandfathered into that pricing where it would never go up. So hopefully come December 24th, because I absolutely will still apply the extra 2 weeks on the back end, you know, hopefully you would see such a strong impact that you'd continue with it. And then that way you get the benefits of that friends and family pricing long term. How long is your agreement with Angie's for?
A year.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that news.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
I think that's a new thing. They used to do, like, month-to-month subscriptions, but recently I've been hearing people tell me that they have, like, an annual contract now or something. So that's whatever it's new.
They're running a hard scam, you know, trying to call back and trying to get out of it, man. I'm screwed, you know.
Well, question, when did you sign up with them?
I signed
up
last
week. You said
it was
just a couple days.
Yeah, it went live with them or whatever, you know, they started, you know, putting me out there Friday. And, you know, they said, Paul mentioned, you know, a 3-day recession, but that's not going to work because Saturday is a business day. And it's already 3 days.
Well, they shouldn't tell you that because Saturday is not a business day. It's just Monday through Friday that's considered on the rescission. So, you know, let's say that you signed up with them on Thursday and you notified them on Tuesday that you want to cancel, you're still within the 3 days because Friday would be the first day, Monday would be the second day, Tuesday would be the third. So in your case, I would think if you notified them yesterday, it would have been Wednesday would have been your cutoff. If you signed up with them on Wednesday, you still have the right to do that, which would be November 5th. So if your billing shows that you signed up on November 5th, what you could do is just call your bank and say, look, I want to rescind on this. I already tried to work it out with the company and they said I couldn't, so I want to notify you, you know, and then your bank can flag the payment as well and refund you for it.
Yeah.
Was it Wednesday or was it, you think, or Monday or Tuesday of last week, or are you not sure?
I'm not sure. I think it was like Tuesday, you know, but then we went, didn't go live with it until Friday. So I don't, you know, the service didn't start until Friday, but I had already signed stuff, you know, early last week.
I see. Have you taken on any of the leads yet?
They gave me one lead Saturday and I reached right out to him and he didn't get back to me. And then I finally got a hold of him. You know, I called and messaged and never got anything. I called Monday and he's like, oh, it was already someone we were working with. They did it. They're, you know, they came and got it going. So it seemed like it was someone through Angie that they had already dealt with or was already doing some work and they took it up and I haven't heard anything, you know, from them. I was promised 16 calls a month. I know we're just getting started, but it just doesn't seem like we're going to even get close to that.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I hear about them because, again, we deal with a lot of their clients. People will tell me that they're running on all over town, bidding on all of this work, but lo and behold, it's already been called on by 5 or 6 other guys, or it's a bogus lead in an incorrect category or 150 miles away, and they just got charged for it, you know? So I don't talk to a lot of people that actually get paid work off of that service, but for the ones that have, do you know how they told me they got the job?
Oh.
They said that they had to minimize their rates the lowest because the people that were calling were a bunch of price shoppers just looking for the cheapest rate.
Yeah.
I had this one guy. It was so sad. He was a contractor, and he was running all over town bidding on all of this work, and he kept getting undercut by other companies. So he finally undercut his own pricing after he realized his lead fees had racked up to over $2,000. So just out of desperation, he, you know, undercut his own pricing and he took on a bathroom remodel. But do you know that when he counted up his material costs, he actually lost money on the job? And you and I both know that that's not a smart business practice, you know? So the beauty of this program is that it absolutely will attract the luxury high-end clients, you know, that are willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to people that are out there price shopping you. Because when you think about it, the only reason somebody's going to call you off of Google for your service is if they do have an immediate need to hire you. So, you know, that's the difference is, you know, this will attract that high-paying client and give you a much stronger return on investment. Google calls that a micro moment, by the way, putting James & Sons plaster and drywall in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I, you know, talking with Paul, I, you know, kind of really highlighted my mistake yesterday, and it's just been – I've been trying to grapple with that and trying to get this canceled and stuff. And, you know, I really screwed up again yesterday giving you guys the approval. You know, I feel like I just made the same damn mistake, even though, you know, you guys it sounds like a better situation. It's just still like kind of the same. I don't know what I'm doing almost. Like, I just trying to get the exposure, but I think I'm kind of shooting myself in the foot. But, you know, I would love to go with your cheapest option if I cannot check out of this.
I will absolutely get that overridden and give you the extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. And I want you to actually feel good about this. I'm so sorry that you're entangled with Angie's and it's a yearly thing. And I know that that's a long time to, you know, be committed to something. So I'm so sorry that that happened. But again, this is going to help you earn, you know, a lot of that money back. One thing that I want you to consider as I, you know, apply this special rate for you is that our websites alone, let's say that you called us and all you wanted was for us to build you a website. You didn't want any of the other services. We charge $2,500 up front for the site plus $49 a month for the hosting. Paul got that feature included for you as a free gift. So I want you to feel very, very good about this, because when you look at the pricing that we're honoring for you with that friends and family rate and consider that we're giving you 6 weeks of service for just that one payment of the $249, if you calculate that out, that comes to only $5.53 a day to increase your business. And I can't even take my granddaughter to McDonald's anymore for Happy Meal and a milk for that price, you know? So when you look at it like that, you know, hopefully it makes it a little bit easier pill to swallow. You know what I mean? Because you're getting a $2,500 website, which is a huge value for your business no matter which way you look at it. Because being that it is, you know, 2025, you're going to eventually need a website anyway, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, and they'll help you with that. I'm going to reschedule the client interview. They're going to help you get that website up and running. Do you have a logo or pictures or examples of services or anything like that that you would like us to showcase on the website? Because if not, initially we'll use just stock photos, but eventually we do want you to send us content so that we can update the site. And you'll get much better results, obviously, if you have your own content as opposed to stock photos.
Yeah. I do have a business card and a logo and pictures and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay. Yeah, so you can send that over to photos@localsplash.com, or you could even upload it on your dashboard, and I'll make sure the technician knows that when they call you back. Let me just see what's open today for your new client interview, and then we'll get you scheduled, and you'll be good to go. So one second here.
Real quick, so you got me down to the 250 and that's, how's that work? That's for next week or next month?
No, I'm going to apply it from the get-go. So what I'm going to do is make your first payment $250 or $249 to be exact, and then I'm going to refund you $50. And then moving forward, you're still grandfathered into that rate. So you don't have to worry about paying $299 anymore. So hopefully that will offset, you know, a little bit of the money that you're spending with Angie's. You know, but again, on top of everything that Paul did, you know, he's not supposed to, you know, give you the type of pricing that he gave you and give you the website for free on top of it, but he did, you know, put that in. So we're going to honor it for you, and you're going to get the website included as well.
All right. And then next month you said I could drop down to the 150.
You could. Yeah. Anytime after, if you wanted to, you know, the December 24th payment would be set for $249. So if you ever decide to take off those Facebook ads, you just call us anytime before the 24th of the month, and then we would remove those, and you would drop down to $149.
All righty.
Yeah, and again, you know, we recommend if you can swing it, you know, do it for at least the first 2 months, because that's where you'll get really good traction on the Facebook ads. But once you're front and center in a spotlight position on Google, you're not going to need those anymore. But, you know, I would absolutely wait until your Google listing gets verified and optimized on the first page. And once that takes place, then absolutely, you know, you could take it off and you probably wouldn't even feel a big impact. So for the rescheduling of the client interview, I have a 3, a 3:30 or a 5:30 open today. What would work best?
Can we shoot for tomorrow again?
Sure. I'm
pretty busy for the rest of the day.
No problem. Let's see what's open tomorrow. Okay, so we could do morning or afternoon. The earliest available tomorrow would be 10:30 your time.
Let's shoot for 12 o'clock again tomorrow.
Okay.
Option.
I only have an 11:30 and a 12:30, so what would work best?
I'll do the 12:30.
12:30. Okay, you got it. So same thing applies. We'll block out a whole hour from 12:30 to 1:30 Central Time, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 12:40. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Well, I'm so glad, and I'm going to process the refund within the couple of minutes. So you're going to get an email that says your refund is being processed. It'll go back in your account in, you know, 24 to 48 hours, depending on how your bank works, but I will get that processed right away so that that ball starts rolling right now. Okay.
Yes. Thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm actually really excited for you. I know that you're going to absolutely love this program, Nathan. So if you need anything else from me down the road, my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. Not sure if you noticed when you called in earlier, but we're on a voice activated system. So if you say, you know, transfer to Tina or extension 777, it will ring straight back to my desk.
All righty.
Okay. All righty. So, okay. So I think we're all good to go. I'm getting that processed for you. And then in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week. Okay.
You too. Thank you.
Of course. No problem. Okay. Bye-bye.